The Office of Management and Budget has canceled two financial management systems projects and severely cut back on the scope of two others. These are the first results from OMB's ongoing review and oversight to get financial systems across the government on the right track. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with the latest details of this effort. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
All right, so we're all up nice and early today. Let's start with which agencies canceled their financial systems projects. Canceled.
Canceled, right. It's a big word. We don't hear that too often in government. The Small Business Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs were the first agencies to decide that the costs and risks outweigh the benefits of a new financial management system. OMB, along with the six-person Financial Systems Advisory Board, and each of those agencies made this decision to cancel their programs. Danny Werfel is OMB's controller.
In some cases, the project was deemed just not worthy for future consideration and was actually canceled. Today, we have essentially completed four agency reviews of four systems. VA, which was announced earlier, and that actually was a project cancellation. The determination was that the project was not high priority enough and was not going to have the type of return for the taxpayer that we and VA together determined was warranted, and so that project was canceled, and that had a projected budget of $423 million. And then the other project that's just recently completed now is SBA. Their loan management and accounting system was reviewed, and that project has been canceled now as a result of this review, and that was approximately $113 million change in the budgetary structure.
Okay, so, Jason, from these two cancellations, what happens then? What does OMB do?
They say that because of just these two, VA and SBA, OMB says agencies will avoid paying more than $500 million during the overall life cycle of the programs. Now, Werfel adds just because OMB and the advisory board and the agency decided to cancel the project, it doesn't mean the project actually was in trouble. Werfel says it's as much about solving problems as deciding how best to use scarce resources. In fact, you know, take the SBA loan management and accounting system. It received a rating of 3 out of 5 from SBA's chief information officer, was under budget, was on schedule, according to the IT dashboard. And if you go through all four of the programs that we'll eventually talk about, all of them were in pretty good shape.
Wow. So you said two agencies saw their financial systems rescoped or cut back. What's going on with them?
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Housing and Urban Development are actually downsizing their financial system modernization projects. So instead of canceling like VA and SBA, they're going to continue along, but on a much smaller scale. Werfel says the changed EPA's project will reduce its costs by $180 million, and HUD's costs will reduce by $44 million.
What we mean by rescope is, take for example, EPA. They came into this process with a large footprint of technology that was budgeted for and planned. And when they relooked at their project along with the board and OMB, we determined that there could be risk reductions if the project was segmented and sequenced differently so that we focus on the more mission-critical items up front and defer the less mission-critical items into the future. And by deferring those items, we are changing the overall budget for that project. And that means that with a smaller budget, EPA can still go forward with their mission-critical technology, and they need to be successful in doing that. And for the funds that are deferred, those may or may not come to fruition for future elements of the project. But if EPA is successful with their project and the vendor is successful in delivering on these shorter-term, more mission-critical items, then we can relook at the other project elements that are being deferred right now and evaluate whether we want to put those taxpayer dollars to work.
So, Jason, what does that do then for agencies? What happens next?
Well, what they get from this really rescoping is a stronger accountability and oversight of these projects, according to Danny Werfel. Instead of budgeting for the entire project and then moving forward, the administration is only budgeting for small segments, and then the decision to move forward will really be made on a case-by-case basis depending on how much success they have. Now, this means both for the agency and the contractors. Now, Doug Cristitello is HUD's chief financial officer. He said in a press release that HUD's original plan proposed implementing 3 separate upgrades to its financial management system, beginning with what they call the core management system used by most of the department. Now, eventually they would integrate financial systems and information from Ginnie Mae and the Federal Housing Administration. Cristitello now says HUD will modernize its core system, but actually will look back at those other two systems and decide, okay, does this really make sense? How do we move forward? I asked EPA for comment on the changes to its financial modernization program, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
So, Jason, did Danny Werfel explain what SBA and VA are going to do with the existing systems they have? Do they still run? Are they going to be okay financially?
That's a great question, because if SBA and VA once believed they needed financial systems, went down that long path of developing requirements, awarding a contract, beginning work, they must have felt their systems were not meeting their needs. Now, Werfel offered this explanation about VA and SBA's decisions.
An agency like VA and SBA looks at their current technology and they make an assessment that where are the taxpayer dollars that we have should be leveraged most effectively. And sometimes you look at a project and you reconsider it after some time. And you say, you know what, we originally thought that that this was a major need and priority, but as it turns out, as we reviewed more closely and looked at the costs and the risks, we believe that we can maintain the existing technology, at least for the time being, and we can take this time while we're existing on the technology to make sure that those taxpayer dollars are being invested on administrative support structures or other technology issues that are more pressing and more emergent right now.
But, Jason, they'll still have to modernize, though, right? I mean, they can't just let this die.
Absolutely. Danny Werfel says the current technology will need to be updated and they will continue to meet agencies' needs, but in the meantime, it just won't be this massive transformation. Now, I caught up with VA Chief Information Officer Roger Baker in a recent interview, and he told me that he actually got together with VA CFO Todd Grahams to decide whether the agency had higher priorities that were more impactful, or should they continue down the path of what they call their FLIGHT program, which is their big financial management system. And in the end, the answer was yes, they had higher priorities, a better use of resources, and that's one of the reasons why they canceled FLIGHT. I also sent a request to SBA for comments on its decisions, and I haven't heard back from them yet either.
So what's the end result OMB is looking for? Do they want to just simply end these poorly performing projects? What do they see as the end game here?
Well, Danny Werfel said many times the goal is not to just end poorly performing projects. I mean, that's going to be the one result, but not the only result. Werfel says there are a few things OMB is looking for.
We've looked at it kind of more of an annual spend rate, and what we've tried to do is map out a target of about $1 billion a year in IT spending reductions in financial systems in order to put ourselves on that better trajectory. I don't think we've looked at it in terms of the whole life cycle. The challenge with doing that is that some of the projects are on a 15-year life cycle, some are on a 20-year life cycle, so you get a little bit of it an apples and oranges. So we decided when we looked at it just from a bottom line to look at it year to year.
So then how are they going to be able to take these best practices? Will they be able to use them from the private sector too?
Well, that's part of the other goal. Now, Jeff Zients is the acting OMB director and the chief performance officer. And, you know, he spent a lot of his time in the private sector. And he says the goal is to take those private sector best practices and bring them into government to help manage these and other IT projects.
Best of them constantly evaluate and revise important IT projects up to and including making decisions to terminate projects that aren't going to be successful. Historically, you know, most government agencies have not done this, and we're changing that. We're changing how the government does business, rigorously examining what works and what doesn't, and cutting and reforming projects that are late and or over budget.
Okay, so we have four projects that have been stuck on the impaling post. Jason, what is next for all this? Which ones are next to be up on the marching block there?
So you said four reviews are completed so far. That means there's 26 more to go. OMB has not published a schedule in terms of the weeks or the days that these reviews will happen, but we do have a list, and as OMB has published, a list of all the financial system projects that are under consideration. Listeners can find that on federalnewsradio.com. So there'll be plenty more decisions coming from OMB in the next few months, and I imagine OMB will want to make a lot of these decisions before the administration submits its 2012 budget to Congress in February. In fact, after an agency submits its plan to fix their problems, OMB has 60 days to come back with really a decision on that plan. And so we're going to see a lot of things happening over the next month to or 2 months.